Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast. That's right. Like and share this broadcast, this podcast. Share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air. If you care about the Constitution, you all, you will stop what you're doing and you will share. If you care about the truth, you will stop what you're doing and you will share. That's exactly right. That's what you would do. So share it everywhere. Don't forget to download the Frank Speech and the Frank Social app. It's two different apps and it's absolutely free. Download it. If you have any questions, email them to diamondsilk@gmail.com. It's diamondsilk@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone joining me live there on Getter, Rumble, Frank Speech, and Twitter, X live stream. Thank you so much. Shout out. Thumbs up. Hit the like button. Hit the thumbs up button. Yes. Act like you're happy to see me, okay? Hit it. Yes. Hey, baby. How you doing? I see y'all over there. Now listen, let me tell y'all something and warn you right now. When you on my live chats, okay, you need to be chatting about whatever we talking about, okay? That's what you need to be chatting about. Now y'all going off talking about all of this other different stuff that don't make no doggone sense, y'all gonna get blocked, okay? We having a conversation. We're trying to educate one another. And understand what's going on. And then you get some trolls that come on there and they talking about something totally different. We don't even know what's going on. So I'm just letting you all know, the trolls that does that. I'm just letting you know, okay? Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, Stripes TV, Blessed News Network, Eagle News Network, and all of the different networks that carries the Diamond Silk Chit Chat Live Show. Thank you so, so much. I truly, truly do appreciate it. I really, really do. Thank you so, so very much. Don't forget, you all, that the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more, you all, at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. And don't forget, you all, about the My Coffee at My Store. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with my coffee. So don't be hasty. Go get you something tasty, you all. Right there at mystore.com and use promo code Diamond or use promo code Trump1. Also, you all, the show is sponsored by patchthat.com. Patchthat.com. Yes. Plenty of patches that LifeWave carry, you all, for a lot of different things. I want you to go to patchthat.com to learn more about the patches. If you would like to be a brand partner of mine, yes. If you'd like to become a brand partner, go to patchthat.info. Now, real quick, you all, I happen to put out a little link there about my hot flashes. And I put out the protocol that I use. It's been since 4/4/24. So that's April 4th, 2024. That I've been using the protocol. I used the Eon patch right here behind my ear, and I used the SP6 patch on my lower left leg on spleen 6. Okay. And been using it, doing it, doing the protocol, you all. I have not had one hot flash, no night sweats, none of that. Okay. All right. It's amazing. Actually, tell you the truth, I've been feeling a little bit, you know, a little cold. I really have. Yeah, I guess it's because, you know, my body done been used to being so hot. Yeah, but now I've been feeling a little cold. So I don't know, you know, I'm telling you all my testimony on what the patches done for me. So if you want to try it out, go to patchthat.com. For my men, if you're married to a woman that have hot flashes, hey, there's a protocol. I have a protocol with the patches out there. Just give it a try, okay? Give it a try. And for the ones that's like, Oh my God. Oh my God. It's too expensive. Guess what? How much money do you pay for your pharmaceutical medicine? Huh? A lot of you are taking about 10 different pharmaceutical medicines every single month. All right. You paying for different medicines. I'm only talking about two sets of patches. That's all I'm talking about. Hmm. And then here it is, a pharmaceutical medicine. You're constantly taking that every day, every month, for how many years? The patches can get your hormone balance and bring you back into balance. You won't have to worry about purchasing those specific patches anymore. Duh. All right. Don't forget you all to support my sponsors and affiliates at diamondandsilkstore.com. And don't forget to get the bumper sticker, We Want Trump. We want Trump, okay? Two for $5, all right? Two for $5, okay? Go and get the bumper stickers, all right? That's what I want you all to do, because we not only do we want Trump, but we need Trump, okay? We need Trump. All right, something just got my attention, y'all, but my attention is back. Now, you all, I want to prepare myself, okay, because I'm about to talk to Mr. Ned Lang, who is Jake Lang's father, okay? He's Jake Lang's, Jace's political hostage, Jake Lang's father. And, you know, I have some questions, and we're just going to have a open discussion. And afterwards, hopefully, I'll open up the phone lines and allow you all to vent, because I know a lot of y'all have been really uptight. So I want to open up the phone lines and allow you all to vent. Okay, so get ready for that that number coming real soon. Okay, I don't know if they want me to start it now. But listen, the number is 1-877-810-SILK. 877-810-7455. Now, for the ones that caught it, I put it out there. It's up to you all if y'all want to call in. But right now, I'm about to have me a few minute discussion here with Mr. Ned Lang. But before I bring him on, I want to play this clip of him speaking. And I want you all to play close attention to what he had to say. All right. Please play clip one.
Good afternoon, everybody. And I want to thank everybody for showing up, for standing here in the face of the DOJ and the FBI and all the atrocities that are happening now to our sons, daughters, friends, fathers, mothers in federal prison. My son, Jake Lang, just turned 26 in prison in April. He was there on January 6th. I was there in November. I had the best time of my life. I chartered a bus and brought 40-some people down there. It was a beautiful, beautiful time. Listening to the speakers, listening to the power, the bringing America back, doing the right thing for America. Myself and my family come from a long line of veterans for our country. My father served as a Marine in Korea. My brother, older brother, served as a Marine in Vietnam. My other brother served as a Coast Guard aviator, and I was in the Coast Guard as a bosun mate. And my daughter also served. We believe in a country that is upstanding, that stands for democracy, that is about what our Constitution gives us, the rights and freedoms and the privileges that we share and have as a nation, as a people. You know, to be a parent, to be a father, to be just to be a serviceman, a veteran of this country used to be a great thing. It's still a great thing to be a father and a parent. But what's happening now in our prison is unbelievable. And so you have to ask yourself, how in God's name did we get here? How in God's name do we have such strange bedfellows that Putin is actually calling out Mr. Biden? The United States has no more moral ground calling out other countries for inhumane treatment of their prisoners. We have no standing anymore with the international community and harming political prisoners, political persecution for Americans. How is that possible? We let our borders open when every Tom, Dick, and Harry can come across and help them out, open up the sign. But our people, because they're on the wrong side of the political spectrum, are now being harmed in prison. My son I talk to him almost every day, or I used to. Julie Kelly, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. Wonderful person, Judy and Liz. I was on their podcast. I explained for 45 minutes my take on this, my experience with what's going on as a parent and as an American. And Julie Kelly was on Fox News last Friday. My son was not allowed to call that last weekend, and got a message out to his mom that they're going to be on lockdown now in their cells, 7 days, no visitation, not out of their cells, no showers, no nothing, no communication with the outside world. Can you imagine that? 7 days. I want whoever is in charge of the Washington DOC, they should be A, arrested, and B, lock them in their cells for 7 days and see how that works out for them. Am I right? So this is what needs to happen. We, you know, Biden speaks about the worst thing in his inauguration speech, which wasn't his to make. We all know that. But Biden spoke about homegrown terrorists. That's our biggest threat. Can you imagine that? You've got Iran developing nuclear weapons. You've got Russia on one side, China on the other, all coming after us. And this moron is telling us that our biggest threat is homegrown terrorists. Well, how do you make homegrown terrorists? The FBI. Well, what happens is there's two things that you have to have in this country in order for people to be able to live in unison. You have to have trust. Trust that the laws are fair and equitable and just and justified. You have to trust that there's equal distribution of the law and justice in this country, or we don't have a law. We don't have a justice system. We have a weaponized justice system right now with the FBI and the DOJ. That's what we have. We do not have trust in our legal system, in our justice system anymore. And hopefully we still have trust in our legal system, but we're going to find out, as that attorney just spoke about. He's great, great, great conversation. So do you have trust? You lose the trust. And then you have hope that that it's going to turn around, that things are going to be better. We're going to not have people locked in their cages for months and months or years before they even have due process and allowed to have a trial. Can you imagine that? Not even offered bail 6 months down the line. So how do you make a terrorist? How do you radicalize someone? I'll tell you how you do it. You take away trust and you take away hope. And the only hope that they have left is to take the matters into their own hands and seek their own justice. And that, pray God, is not what happened, but that's what they're pressuring these people to do. They're taking everything away from these folks in jail. I mean, there's fathers, they have kids, they have businesses, they have houses, they have wives. They're losing everything for misdemeanors. Meanwhile, the folks that are rioting, burning down federal buildings, hurting police, you name it, doing whatever they want to do, you have Kamala Harris out there asking for them to be let go. Most of the charges out in Portland and Seattle, most of the people have walked away from those federal charges. And who's advocating for them? Kamala Harris and the other sort of her lot. That's not fair and equitable justice. That is not what America's about. That's not what we fought wars for. That is not what veterans have given their time and their effort to this country for. So get involved with your politicians, I beg you. Get involved, get out there, speak, talk. Get involved, talk to your neighbors. So many people come up to me, how's your son? I said it's gonna be a long journey, but at the end I believe it's gonna be a good journey in that my son will be better off for it. He just has to survive this inhumane, horrible treatment at the hands of the DOJ, the FBI, and Comrade Biden. Thank you.
Good job, man. Thank you.
Please welcome to the show, you all, Mr. Ned Lane. Hello.
Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming on. You know, it's just a whole lot that's going on when it comes down to our J6 political hostages. I know they call them prisoners, but I'm sorry. I feel like these people are hostages being held against their will, especially when they hadn't been given due process. And especially with us supposed to be living here in the United States of America. Now, before I get started, I understand that you all have filed a habeas corpus on behalf of Jake Lane. Can you explain to the audience but what it is and what you expect from it.
Sure, absolutely. And thank you so much for having myself on. And, there's so much harm that's being done to our J6 political prisoners, hostages at this point, not just my son, but many others. Just an average rights of all of these folks. It's because they're on the wrong side of the political spectrum. So we have come to a point now. So we're before the U.S., the Supreme Court of the United States on Jake's 1512 2C charge, along with two other defendants, and also helping out President Trump, which is the obstruction of Congress. And at one count carries a 20-year sentence. So we're before the U.S. Supreme Court on that. And then, so we've been trying now for a third bail hearing on behalf of my son. I put up a lot of money to allow my son, who was there on J6 to save two men's life. He's never been convicted of a violent crime. He's never done a violent crime. He's got pretty much a clean record, other than a couple of things with, some early drugs in his youth, which so many other Americans have done.
A lot of them have, yeah.
So now we're before, this crazy, horrible Biden regime that is just subjugating my son to so much harm and punishment that we had no other choice but to then take it to the next level because he cannot get bail. We were actually 2 weeks ago, this past Thursday, we were before Judge Nichols for him to give, for another bail hearing, the third one, and the Brooklyn federal prison and also the U.S. Marshals will not even answer the federal Judge Nichols law clerk's pleadings that they put someone on the phone to explain their procedures and policy concerning a person who's not convicted of a crime. He is there as a pretrial detainee, and what their policies are on behalf of their institutions about how my son can obtain his discovery, how he can obtain his flash drives so that he can possibly start to make a defense, which is impossible at this point. My son's been moved to 15 prisons in 3 years and 3 months. That's every 3 to 4 months he's been moved. It's called diesel therapy. So there's no way possible you can possibly make a defense. And the U.S. government has every asset at their disposal to prosecute and persecute these poor J6 defendants. So we filed a habeas corpus, which it quantitizes and it goes specifically through all the harm that the U.S. government, the DOJ, these federal prisons, and the Biden administration has done to my son. I mean, countless months in solitary confinement. Solitary confinement is banned in international law and New York State law. My son right now is in solitary confinement on the very top of the Brooklyn prison. Well, he's not allowed for the last 7 days, and they say it's going to be 7 to 8 weeks. He cannot see a person. He's got a pair of underwear, a pair of socks. He's got a Bible, thank God. And that is it. And he's fed this horrible food from the prison, which everybody knows it's horrible. There's maggots in it. And my son is sitting there every day, 24 hours a day. Every other day he's allowed out in a bird cage to simply stand. And he has absolutely no connection, not able to even talk to another person. And this is how horrendous this political Biden regime is harming people that dare speak out against him. My son is a great advocate for himself, great advocate for every J6 prisoner, every J6 family. We've given away hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to help all these other J6 prisoners, their families paying for their cars, their houses when they couldn't pay for them, their attorneys. We've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars and continue to do so on behalf of my son, helping these J6 patriots out. And all they do is they want to punish my son more and more. And the harm they're doing to him is untold because we all know the reason why international law and New York State law does not allow for the solitary confinement of a person because it is a horrendous abuse and harm to a person to be when they're subjugated to that type of treatment. And my son, He is not a convicted felon. He's not a convicted of anything. He is still awaiting trial. And this is the way they're treating him as a pretrial detainee. Meanwhile, New York State allows that poor little girl that was just beat up on the train the other day, yeah. That gentleman has been out two or three times awaiting trial, whatever, and is still beating up and harming people. And my son would never, ever do that. He knows better. You know, he's been raised well. But my son, unfortunately, is on the wrong side of the political spectrum. We're strong Trump supporters. We believe in this country. We've served for this country. We acknowledge what is good and right and just in this country. But they're taking, there's no more justice in this country. At this point, I want to say this. At this point, the American government under the Biden regime is nothing more than a terrorist organization harming anybody and everybody that will stand up and speak about them, and they will demoralize your family. They will come in with SWAT teams on misdemeanors and drag your family out in the street, shoot your dogs, destroy your homes, which they've done to thousands or to countless hundreds of Americans. So our American government has become a terrorist organization under the Biden regime, and it's the truth, and it's so sad, but that's what's happening. America needs to come together and wake up.
And when you talk about this terrorist organization named the Biden regime, I have yet to hear from Congress, who is supposed to serve we the people. They're supposed to work for we the people. When our Constitution is being violated, they're supposed to be the one to step in, not take and sign over the okay to the FBI to use FISA to surveil us unconstitutionally without a warrant. No other law, no other rule is supposed to supersede the Constitution, all right? So when you say, okay, I'm gonna give y'all the okay to do that, guess what? They just giving them that to do that, but it don't supersede the Constitution, okay? We still have our constitutional rights. And is Jake, is he in a prison? Or is he just in a jail?
Yes, ma'am. He's been in federal prisons the whole time. He's been in federal prisons in Washington, D.C., in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, in Brooklyn again, in Roughneck, I believe, in West Virginia. He's been all over. And the Brooklyn prison is one of the nastiest prisons in this country. There's many judges in New York City who will not even sentence people to go to a Brooklyn prison because the atrocities there are so horrible. The food, the treatment, it's just unbelievable. Now my son is in solitary confinement, which is against New York state law and international law.
Okay, well, see, because here's my deal. I thought that whenever they are awaiting trial, he hadn't been given no bond or anything. He's still waiting to go before a judge. After 3 years, he is still waiting to go before a judge. I thought they are supposed to be housed at the jail. I didn't know that they go through the extra prison system there as a prisoner like he's doing time.
See, the problem is that he is a Trump supporter. Understand that. When you're a Trump supporter, when you're on the other side of the political spectrum, this horrible, tyrannized, fanatical Biden regime will punish you at every level possible. These people are nothing more than terrorists. You know, you see it in the Middle East. This is what happens when you have a government that is allowed to do whatever it wants to do. They trample all of these people, my son, these Americans have no rights. They trample all over rights and they couldn't care less. And that's exactly what I talked about when I talked about, you know, how you grow terrorists in this country when there's no longer a sense that you can actually believe in the law. Believe in the justice system, believe in the system itself, because the system itself is so rigged and is actually terrorizing Americans in their homes, with their sons, their daughters, their families, for no reason. And we have rights, but they just walk all over these poor people's rights. And my son is suffering horribly because of the corrupt Biden regime as a terrorist organization.
I happen to be, you know, online doing my research and everything. And I was reading something from Jake Lane's account, emergency update. The federal prison in Brooklyn, New York is committing retaliatory torture against Jake for exercising his First Amendment rights. We are extremely worried about Jake's safety and well-being. The Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center is absolutely horrific, disgusting, and should be demolished. Jake made a statement to his lawyers today. It is the first time we have heard from him in a week. I am suffering by far the worst conditions I have ever been in. Worst conditions known to man. I have been held for a week without a change of clothes, without access to phone calls, without access to a towel, hygiene products, without access to a pencil or a piece of paper to write a letter. And I'm stuck in a bleak, dirty, featureless dungeon, like cell 23 hours a day with a light in the cell that never turns off. The 1 hour a day I am given to leave my cell Monday through Friday is a 15 by 15 bird cage to stand in, where you are separated from other inmates and any human interaction. The environment I am in is so devoid of assimilation, days and night melt together. We don't have books. We don't have a radio. We don't have access to our family. We don't know what time it is. And the guards completely ignore every request of ours. This is hell on earth. I come to you not in the spirit of defeat, nor am I downtrodden by my enemies' attempts to break me. But these clear, evident human rights abuses at the hand of the Biden DOJ need to be exposed and immediately stopped. They have threatened to strip me naked and keep me in a cell in a painter's paper zip-up suit for asking for grievance paper, legal cause, and religious services. The diet they force upon you is wallow insufficient and leaves you starving every day before nightfall. We are served our last meal at 4 p.m. with 15 minutes to eat before they pound on our cell door to take away our tray, to take our tray away. I am denied commissary, so I am left hungry for the rest of the day. Without the love of God, I will be in the most hopeless situation I could ever imagine any human being surviving under. Every semblance of human dignity has been stripped from me, including my most sacred right to speak freely to my loved ones, to the court, and to you, the people. The evil BOP and DOJ are trying their hardest to make me disappear from humanity. I'll be survived if they don't kill me. Do not be in fear, because God is still in control. Jake is a pre-trial detainee. He has been stripped of his rights for refusing to be silenced and refusing to be left to rot away. Please call MDC Brooklyn and demand Jake's release from solitary confinement. MDC Brooklyn, the phone number, you all, is 718-840-4200. That's 718-840-4200. And please call your representatives to bring attention to this travesty taking place. Edward Lane, his inmate number is 764-80-054. Once again, that his name is Edward Lang. Inmate number 764-80-054. I read that as best as I could under emotions, you all. This is a damn shame that our country have gone straight to hell when you have illegal aliens who are able to trespass here in our country illegally. They're given of food. They're given cell phones. They're given free will to commit their crimes here in our country. But we have a patriot here, okay? Now, I saw where someone made a video of Mr. Jake Lang, and they cut out. I saw when they took and sliced up, and they put what he had said he done, had done, but they didn't put why he had to do it, okay? And here is my deal for the ones that want to tear down Jake Lang. Just ask yourself this question. If it was true with what the DOJ and with the Biden regime and what some of these other idiots out here, if it's true that Jake Lang did what they are trying to say he actually did, okay, with no warrant at all, he just did it, then why are they trying to take away his evidence? Why are they stealing his paperwork when they shift him from place to place? Why are they trying to hide his evidence, huh? Because if it was true with what they said, well, they got a case right there. We wouldn't be having this conversation, okay? So I know how these people like to slice and dice videos, love to try to make up something to make it appear a certain way. But I also know how they love to hide the truth. That's why we hadn't seen all of the videos. I was talking to a fool today who is probably watching me right now, but I was talking to a fool. She is a damn fool, because what she did is looked at CNN, NBC, and she looked at the chopped up videos of J6, the video that they put out there for all to see. But she hadn't looked at the video to show what started all of that. Okay? She didn't look at the beginning video. And as I was breaking that down, she wanted to focus on the end. But I'm like, you need to focus on what started it so that you can understand what really went on, that there a lot of people was there on J6 fighting for their lives, because the police that was there, honey, it's on video. That's why they won't show us all the video. That's why they won't show it to us, y'all. I want y'all to understand that. That's why they won't show us all the videos. They don't want us to see the undercover police officers that was there. They don't want us to see Antifa that was there. They don't want us to see Black Lives Matter that infiltrated. They don't want us to see the whoever this was that busted out the window, had a little white cord in his ear, huh? That's undercover agents, you all. They don't want us to see that. That's why they want to blur out their face and then send this out. This ain't got nothing to do with trying to help us. They trying to save their own ass. That's what this got to do with. And excuse me for cussing, but ass seems appropriate at this time, because that's exactly what they trying to do. When it comes down to this J6 committee and they taking and they destroying and removing evidence, what are they trying to hide? They're trying to hide the truth. That's exactly what they're doing. Now, you have somebody here, Mr. Jake Lang, that's here in these inhumane conditions. These inhumane conditions. And then you got this same Biden regime that wants to stand up there, want to talk about everybody else. Oh, it's inhumane for this. Oh, we have hostages over there. We got to send money for this. We got to send money for that. When you have the same thing going on in our own country right here in America. And then if you say something, they want to call you a conspiracy theorist or want to try to figure out a way to, like, you know, everybody need to know your constitutional rights is what you need to do. It's what you need to know. Now, habeas corpus that you just filed, how long will it take for something to come back on that? Because he needs to be he needs to be let out. He really truly needs to be let out is what he needs to be. No due process, no trial, no court, hadn't even been before. He needs to be released. So how long before this habeas corpus is something you hear back something from it?
Well, the good news is today I talked to Jake's lead attorney, and so Judge Nichols, Jake's judge, actually was assigned to this. So a habeas corpus is very, very, very powerful. It actually puts the government on notice that it's all the abrogation of rights of a person is actually quantified in this. And Jake's attorneys did such a beautiful job with it. I mean, it quantified all of his time. And I mean, we're talking months and months and months in different prisons, in solitary confinement, under the worst conditions, guards beating him up for singing the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem, getting maced because he was standing there inside his cell with his family's pictures in his hands, and they maced him and they beat him up and they took him down, and he had to sleep for days with mace all over his body, which burns your body. This is a pretrial detainee. So the habeas corpus is really quantifying all of these hardships and injustices that have happened to my son over the past 3 years and 3 months. And it puts the government on notice, puts the DOJ, the MDC Brooklyn on notice that we are going to, this is an abrogation of rights. And this is exactly, you know, with women's rights and the abolitionist of slavery, same thing happened. And so we're putting them on notice that these rights are being unjustifiably harmed. He's being harmed unjustifiably. And what it does allow us then to make major claim against the U.S. government to kind of right these wrongs financially, whatever else has to happen. And they have to answer it, because we can take this up to the U.S. Supreme Court yet again. So
and the evidence is there.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
And so my son is a pretrial detainee. So the reason why he's supposed to be, you know, held in prison is so that he can put together a defense. And every time that he puts together, you know, any type of defense, they take him, they take his computer away. They take all the discovery away. Not only that, they take all the hard notes that he has written down about the discovery that he has looked at, and they read it, and they can do whatever they want with it. So it's like playing poker with the government behind you, looking at your hand, and you're trying to beat the. It's impossible to beat the government, and they know exactly what your political your defense is going to be. So it's just a charade. And my son also saved two men's lives on January 6th, Tommy Tatum and Philip Anderson. And it's noted. And these people are just wonderful people. And so, excuse me. So it's unbelievable. You know, this journey that we're on, myself, my family, my son, and all the people that love my son. And there's so many, there's thousands, tens of thousands of people that just love my son. And we're waking up America. And, you know, the good Lord at the end of the day prevails. And we're waking up. And the wild part is this. Listen, today it's my son. It's my family. Tomorrow it can be your son, your daughter, your family. If all of a sudden another side of the political spectrum gets put in, and all of a sudden now you're subjugated and your family's subjugated to this hardship, and it's wrong. I don't care which side is doing it, it's wrong. And I will fight to my death to right these wrongs and to do the right thing. And I believe that the pen is much powerful than the sword, thank God. And we're going to do the best we can for this. I've talked to Jake, you know, as congressman. I'm very strong politically. Unfortunately, the Republicans are not nearly as strong. I mean, bless the Democrats. You know, you can say what you want about the Democrats, but they're guerrilla fighters. If I was a Democrat and my son was in that, what was happening now, you'd have AOC, Schumer, that whole bunch of them outside. The Republicans, they go to Congress, they think it's a god darn country club, and you can't touch them. Yeah. And so, it's just ridiculous. But we're fighting, we're strong, we're pushing on. We will make this thing right. We will change. And we're going to, you know, we're not stopping. I don't care what happens. We're not stopping. There will be justice. There will be justice. Pray God President Trump gets in. The aberration of what's going on in New York City with President Trump is disgraceful. New York State's just absolute disgrace. And I also own and operate one of the largest solid waste sludge processing facilities in New York State. I'm against the DEC, but they're as corrupt as hell, too. The whole New York State government's corrupt. But I would love to take them to federal court. And so, you know, they're pushing against me. I said, let's go to federal court. You know, you're a bunch of bums. I said, you know, if you want, take me, you know, you want to destroy me because of my political stance and my son, I'm ready to fight you with everything I got, and we will win. Because you know why? At the end of the day, we are right and just, and we're doing the right thing. And we are what America is. We are the fabric of America. You, your family, my family, we're doing the right thing. And what the Bidens are doing, they're just a corrupt political fanatical party who is just all about the money and the power. And that's not what America is all about. And we're going to beat them.
Them some evil bastards. And how disgusting that they are feeding your son maggot infested meals. And not just it's your son, but other inmates there. Maggot infested meals. If you know that the meals have maggots in it and are poisonous, that's food poisoning. That means you are deliberately food poisoning somebody. Okay? Yeah. You have to know that a dog, I'm about to really go there, that a maggot is in the food when you serve it. It's sitting right there. This is sick. This is some real, real sick stuff. So right now, pre-trial confinement, but he's still in solitary confinement for no reason. He ain't beat up nobody. He ain't did anything. He just in solitary confinement. This is so sick. So you all, once again, MDC Brooklyn, the number is 718-840-4200. This is for Edward Lane, inmate number 76480-054. You all don't forget to support Jake Lane at sponsorjsits.com. SponsorJSits.com. Mr. Lane, do you have any last words for the show tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you again. You're amazing. I love your show. You know, my family loves your show. You're just amazing. Yes. And, you know, the cool part about this whole thing, as much as my son is suffering, as much as my family has suffered, and as much as the Biden administration tries to harm us because they're nothing more than a terrorist organization, this part, we go stronger by the day. My son grows stronger in Christ. He grows stronger in Jesus. My son is Jewish. I want everybody to know that he's Jewish. They're depriving him of his Jewish meals and stuff and whatnot. And so the Jewish community, you know, and I know a lot of Hasidic Jews, we do a lot of work from there. Wonderful, wonderful people. And they all need to come together and you know, rise up and push against this horrible Biden regime. And also Governor Hochul. I mean, she's like, you know, she is the essence of the problem. She is just a corrupt, you know, meandering, just, you know,
evil.
Looking out for herself. Evil woman. Yep. And she is the epitome of New York State politics. And the reason why New York State is doing so horribly in the, you know, compared to the other states in this nation. And so, you know, just keep praying for my son. We appreciate your prayers and your love. Give to J6 Truth. You know, I've given a lot of money to that myself. We're helping a lot of people out, a lot of the J6ers. The J6 community is strong. We're growing stronger by the day. We have wonderful people around us and by us and for us. And, you know, prayers and strength and the love of God and Christ will get us through this. Pray, God.
Amen. Yep. And in the end, God always wins. And make sure you and your loved ones stack the deck. Stack the deck. Yes, 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 yes. And in the end, yes, you will win. All right. Thank you so much, sir, for being on the show. And I'll be sure to have you back for updates. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so
much. All right, you all. All right. All right, you all. That number is 1-877-810-SILK. 877-810-SILK. You know, you all, this is, it's a doggone shame with what these people have done, continue to do to this young man, to our J6ers, to individuals 3 years later still hunting down American citizens. A lot of people wasn't even at the Capitol, but they still want to hunt them down. Yes, for what? But you're not hunting down these terrorists that's coming into our country. It's a doggone shame. So, look, you want to vent? I got some time to vent. I want to give you the opportunity to vent about everything that's going on. I see how they're railroading President Donald J. Trump, you all, and it just See, I'm about to go there again. I've been trying to keep calm, y'all. Hopefully they have a patch to calm my tongue, because he can't go to his son's graduation. They won't allow him to go to his son's graduation. Damn that. I would be right there at my son's graduation. Because where is the crime at? You got all of this different stuff that you want to take and say, okay, he violated this, he violated that. Huh? But you're violating President Trump. You're violating a lot of his amendment rights. Okay? You want to take and say, okay, we're going to put a gag order on you. You can't speak about it. We're going to accuse you of this. But you can't speak about it? What the entire, what? And then you take away his First Amendment right. He can't defend himself. Now you want to take and make an example out of him. This is some sick stuff. But guess what? You may not pay what you owe, you Democrats, but you're gonna reap what you sow. Yo, it's gonna reap what you sow. Yes, it's gonna blow up in your face. But if Barron was my son, and he graduating, that judge can kiss my brown. That's what will be happening. He would be kissing my brown on that day. And he talking about what? Go lock me up? Well, then I have to go to jail, honey, because I got to see my baby graduate. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All of this time, all of these years, and it's time for him to graduate. And what? You want Trump to just sit there at the table while y'all go through these motions? For what? Where is the damn crime? All right. We got a caller. We have a caller on the line. Let me know who the caller is. We have Tammy from New York. Tammy, come on, baby. You're on with Silk.
Hey, Silk. Love you.
Love you more.
Love you. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you, I love what you're doing for the J6 guys, and it's wonderful. I just want to talk about something else that maybe you guys don't know about, but there are people that have been persecuted in New York for a very long time. I'm one of them. And I want to get my story out. I'm not able to get any legal help at all because it's about the government where I used to live, and the police department were involved. So, and a lawyer that I hired because I was in an accident on a bus, which I don't think was an accident. And after that lawyer failed my case and got me $1,000, okay, for it, couldn't even get me in the hospital ambulance. But after that lawyer did that to me, I was banned from any legal help at all. So I have a question.
Okay.
I'm thinking about just coming out publicly and naming the names of the police that were involved, of the attorney that's involved, of the people who have persecuted me, who have assaulted me. I mean, I don't know what else to do. This has been going on for a couple of decades at least.
Wow. Decades. Okay. So, I mean, is the case still going on or something? Are you in court?
I had one case because I was also attacked by a lawn care company because my town government wanted to get me out of the town because they didn't want people who were volunteering and doing stuff. So they wanted me out. They told all the management companies or properties not to work for me. And I did find somebody to work for me, but he damaged my property. So I had him in court. But that was the only case I was ever allowed to bring. Every time I speak to a lawyer about the police department in New York, about the local government in New York, and about the people who are involved in this, they're like, oh, we can't take a case like this. So I can't find a lawyer.
Okay. So what you need to do, because it sounds like you really want to vent. You just want to spill the beans, the collard greens, the in-between with the side of onion rings. You just want to just tell your story. That's what it sounds like. And you need a place to do it.
That's one thing, 100%. But I also would like, I mean, they stole properties from me. They stole my health. That's a whole other story. My medical stuff that happened to me under some of these things that are very, very bizarre. I really would like to be made whole for the things that were done to me. But at this point, I don't know what to do. Can't get a lawyer. Can't get any kind of help in New York.
That's sad. That's sad. And what ways, when you say you're being
persecuted? New York is so horrible.
When you say you're being persecuted, in what ways are you being persecuted?
Do you want to hear some of the details? Because it's crazy. But
I'm asking. Look, I had a contractor.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. It started getting weird with this a contractor that my car. I kept having car problems. Like my brakes went out, my car got totaled. I never was suspicious about it. I just thought, wow, that's horrible. Things happening to me. Finally, I moved to another place. Another neighbor had a problem. I had to get an order of protection. A stranger. These are all weird incidents. And then I move into another house in a nearby area, and I hire a contractor. He's working on my house, and one day I come home, and the guys are not wearing a shirt, which is fine. I don't care about that. But one of the helpers had a big swastika. Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
So wait a second. So they knew that I was Jewish. This was not a mistake. That guy, that contractor, is now the sergeant in the camp. So that guy has done so much to damage my life.
But what I want to know is, how have you been persecuted? What have they did to persecute you? Did they drag you in and out of court? Did they deny you food? What happened?
Okay, just to let you know, I didn't do anything criminally wrong. So they don't have anything on me. What they've done is I've been assaulted by strangers in the street. There's like 30 police reports about people I don't even know who assaulted me. I was drugged and raped by he's a famous guy, by the way, who did that. And then Tammy, a video.
Tammy, email me. I want you to email me diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Email me diamondandsilk@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then we're going to have to find time so we can tell you, so we can get your story on. Okay, because I got about four more callers and
perfect.
I got three more.
That would be perfect. Okay?
DiamondSilk@gmail.com.
Thank you,
right?
Silk. Love you.
Gmail.com.
Got it.
All right. Give me my next caller. Who's on next? Come on, darling. Eric, darling, how you doing? You're on with Silk. Come on,
Silk.
Let's vent.
Oh, yes. You know, we in the J6 community love you, you beautiful American.
Thank you, darling. Love you more.
I really wanted to come on and say thank you so much for everything that you've done and you know, putting out the truth about what really happened that day and how these J6ers are being dealt with and how they're being abused and tortured in the different ways. But I want to reiterate, this is the time when you hear these stories out there, America, this is the time for you to stand up. And you know, the number provided is going to let these people know that we care about Jake and that we care about his well-being and his welfare. One of the big things that we do is make contact and mass phone calls and let these individuals know this is the time. This is the time that, you know, we're standing up against this abuse. But between
That's
all
right.
of our voices together, we make the floor together. So.
Amen. Eric, thank you so much for that great compliment. Thank you so much for calling in and just venting, sweetheart. God bless you. All right. I have my next caller. Thank you, sweetie. Julia from Texas. You're on with Silk, darling. Come on, vent. Let's vent. What's up?
Hi, Silk. I just had a question.
Yes?
We're supposed to call about, you said Edward Lang. Is his name Edward Jake?
Uh-huh. His name is Edward Lane.
But this
okay. And hold on. Let's get this straight now. Okay. His name is Edward Lane, inmate number 764-80-054. Okay. Now the phone
so
number.
That's real name.
Go ahead, darling.
So that's Jake's real name, Edward.
Edward Lane, correct.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
All right.
Thank you so much. Love you.
You're welcome. God bless you, darling.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Next caller, I got time for one more caller, but I got 1 minute. All right. Who have we got? Michael from Maryland. You're on with Silk, baby. You got 1 minute to vent. Tell me what.
Okay, I wanted to tell you, I called the number that you gave to the jail, and the man tried to tell me that that's a false narrative, and he hung up on me because I tried to tell him some stuff, and he hung up on me.
Yeah, see, that's how those evil bastards are.
I called the jail, and also, I wanted to tell you real quickly that I got the name of the judge who is the senior judge, the one in charge of all the judges in the one that is trying the court case today against Trump. And I'm writing a letter. His name is just Judge Joseph Zayas, Z-A-Y-A-S. And it's at it's Office of the Court Administration at 25 Beaver Street, New York, New York, 10004. And I'm writing him a letter and trying to get everybody to write a letter and tell him he should remove that judge because he's a biased and it's illegal.
That's
that he
right.
should be the judge because he is biased. And I know that the senior judge of the courts can remove that judge. So we should get a lot of people to write in and tell them that they have to remove that judge because he is biased and it's against the law in the state of New York.
Amen to that. He got
so
to go.
I wish
he's
you would please pass that along, please.
He's got to go. I will. He's got to go and I got to go too, darling. So thank you so much for calling in. I'm pretty sure
you
got that.
Thank you so much for all you do.
God bless you. Thank you all. All right, you all. Tonight was an amazing show, you all. Once again, that's Edward Jacob Lane, okay? Edward Lane, okay? You all, look, we got to pray. We have to pray is what we got to do, all right? Listen, speaking of prayer, every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we start what we're doing. I pray for you, you pray for me, pray for President Trump and his family. Pray for God to heal the land. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
They break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic. It can be about anything. Gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the hypochlorous body spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to cbspray.com and get your hypochlorous spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to drstellamd.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impacts everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know with everything I said, I don't want you to get a little hasty, but I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods. They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake
with my coffee. I love it, y'all. I love it. So make sure. Also, don't forget about mypillow.com. Yes. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, UprisingMyStore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSilk.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yeah.